Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are. I want to thank you for listening to The Dash with Matrilla. Guys, it is a pleasure to be back with you. I have missed you. Let me tell you, I have so many moving parts going right now, but I am grateful that God has been faithful. So let's talk about maybe not today, but tomorrow. Or better yet, let's put it plain and simple. I don't need what you have today, but I might need it tomorrow. And here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about all the things that come our way throughout the day. So many of us are overlooking, right? Overlooking the opportunity to be filled with hope, to be filled with, what's the word I'm looking for? Hope is the word, but encouragement, confidence, to be built up by someone else. Here is what the Bible says, and the Bible, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Why did I read you Jeremiah 29:11? Because your future holds blessings that you may not be able to identify on today. And guess what? But when you understand that your future has these blessings that belong to you, that in itself should give you an open door invitation, a window to look through back in past time in history. The children of Israel had a future promise, right? They had a blessing that was waiting for them in the future. What was that blessing? It was to possess the promised land, the land that everybody's trying to take from Israel. That land belongs to Israel. So look at it from this perspective. There are some things that people are trying to take from you. There are some things that people are trying to move you away from. They're trying to infiltrate your territory by moving you out, annihilating you, making it look as if though you never exist. But God says that your future holds a blessing. And guess what? He didn't just come up with that blessing. He didn't just come up with that blessing on today. He didn't just come up with that blessing, you know, yesterday. This blessing was put in place before you were even born. So just like the children of Israel, they didn't give themselves the blessing. God gave them the blessing. When he said, "I'm going to make you my people," he said, "I'm going to be your God. You're going to be my people." And when he said that, he was talking to Moses. He said the same thing to Abraham. So this is history. Guess what? As a believer in Christ, as a child of God, you are a part of this blessing. You are a part of this community, the Jewish community. Whatever, let me tell you, wherever the Jewish people are, you are a part of this community. May it be actual DNA Jewish or whether it be spiritually Jewish, you are a part of this community. So fight for the community that you belong to. You may not see it right now, like I just said, maybe not today, but tomorrow, somewhere, I pray that God will open up your eyes. If your eyes are closed to it, I pray that he will open up your eyes so that you would be able to see that your blessing is not, there's just not a today blessing for you. There is a tomorrow blessing. There is a next month blessing. There is a 6 month blessing. There's a next year blessing. There's a 4 year blessing. There are blessings in the future for you. And guess what? Those blessings are attached to you doing exactly what it is that God has put in place for you to do. So that's why I always say, read your word. Read your word. Yes, the church is a phenomenal place to go. The church is where we learn where the word is broken down. But here's what you also have to do. You have to also make sure that whatever church that you go to, that it is, you are going to a church that teaches you from the right context of the Bible so that you are able to gain an understanding. So when you are at home reading for yourself, you can identify the blessings for Israel. You can identify the blessings for yourself, and you can identify that both are one and the same when it comes to God. Because guess what? God does not show favoritism. He is not a God of favoritism. If he said it, he meant it. And how do we know that he's not a God of favoritism? I can't even get it out. If we look at the book of Acts, if we look down at the book of Acts, and I think it's Acts 10 and, matter of fact, I'm going to find 10 and 34. 10 and 34, Peter says, I now truly understand that God does not show favoritism, but welcomes those from every nation who fear him and do what is right. Now, that word fear in there is not like you're so afraid of God, so you're just going to do it this way. But it is it's a reverence. It's a type of fear. It's a reverence, right? It's the thing that says, I don't want to do anything that is going to cause God to turn his face from me. I don't want to do anything that's going to misrepresent who God is in my life, misrepresent the blessings that God has on my life. That is where we want to walk. Because guess what? What I'm telling you today, you may not need it today, but you might need it tomorrow. Hey, that's nice feel for today. You guys know what I say. Never give up on your life. Never give up on your dreams, and never give up on God. And you better know the victory, it still belongs to Jesus. That is what makes you victorious. Y'all better keep up.